This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir told Fox News details surrounding the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul are unclear. He said authorities still don't know how or where the body is. He said 18 people are being sought as suspects. Others have been dismissed.
We are determined to uncover every stone. We are determined to find out all the facts. And we are determined to punish those who are responsible for this murder. And we are determined to ensure that the institution that we have that deals with intelligence has checks and balances in it, and to ensure that something like this can never happen again.
He explained why Riyadh has changed its version of events after insisting Khashoggi left the consulate on his own.
Our investigating team in Turkey discovered that there are elements that will contradict what was in the report. When we ascertained ourselves of this fact, then the public prosecutor launched his investigation, and he determined that the reports that was originally filed were wrong, and that there was something that happened that was criminal.
Al-Jubeir insists Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had no knowledge of the killing. President Donald Trump says the version that has been made available is full of deception and lies. Republican Senator Rand Paul believes the Crown Prince was involved.
I think the Saudis are an authoritarian government. They are directed from the top down, and you don't have people just going off and doing things on their own. I feel certain that the Crown Prince was involved and that he directed this, and that's why I think we cannot continue to have relations with him.
Turkey's President Erdogan hints he'll provide what he called the naked truth Tuesday about what Turkish investigators have found. In the Comoros Islands, the governor of Anjouan Island is under house arrest as security forces brought days of unrest to an end that left at least two dead. It was sparked by President Azali Assoumani's plan to end the rotating presidency. Critics say that will leave the island's representatives from attaining national power. This is VOA News.